Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 14:24, Johannesburg 11:24, Polokwane 16 op na 21 grade.
In the traffic this afternoon, off to a good start. There is queuing traffic, however, on the Mike 1 northbound just before Woodmead Drive. It's queuing back all the way to Rosebank at the moment.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Deval Brevis restores the Titans' momentum in their match against the Dolphins, and the Botswana Football Association backs South African coach Morena Moribudi.
In Noordwesp is sowat 4500 onwettige mynwerkers steeds ondergrond in die omgewing van Stilfontein en Klerksdorp in mynskagte. Nou in 'n poging om onwettige mynwerkers aan te keer, is operasie Walla om Gordie geloods. Toegangsroetes tot myne is versper, kos en water word ook van diegene ondergronds weerhou totdat hulle kies om self uit te kom. Nou sover het 1000 mense reeds boontoe gekom, maar die weerhouding van voedsel en water het gelei tot klagte by die Menseregte Kommissie. 'N menseregte prokureur, Andries Nkome, sê egter die polisie het 'n been om op te staan.
There is no basis for the South African Human Rights Commission to be laying a complaint against the law enforcement agencies. People that do not have food underground are voluntarily staying underground and the police are not supposed to be blamed for that. They are committing offences and the police are entitled to stop their supplies of food as well as other amenities underground.
Die kabinet neem ook sterk standpunt in. Die minister in die presidentsie, Kombuso Ntshambeni, draai ook die doekies om nie tydens 'n media-konferensie oor die weekse kabinetsvergaderings, het sy gesê die regering gaan nie hulp verleen aan onwettige mynwerkers wat kies om ondergronds te bly nie.
We are not sending help to criminals. We are going to smoke them out. They will come out. We are not sending help to criminals. Criminals are not to be helped. Criminals are to be persecuted. We didn't send them there. And they didn't go down there for the good benefit or good intentions for the republic. So we can't help.
Dan na die hoewe, die president van die Suid-Afrikaanse sokkervereniging, Danny Jordaan, is vandag vrygelaat op borgtog van R20,000. Nou, hy is in hegtenis geneem op aanklagte van bedrog ter waarde van R1,3 miljoen. Hy het saam met sy medebeskuldigdes, SAFA se hoof van finansies, Granny Luwayo, en die sakeman Trevor Netling in die Palm Ridge Hof vir gespesialiseerde kommersiële misdaad verskyn.
Applicant number 2 and 3, your travelling is much more restricted. There's not such a severe need for you to have your passports. So for that reason, I'm going to make a bail condition pertaining to your handing in of the passport or surrendering it to the investigating officer.
Regter Philip Venter het die saak uitgestel tot die 5de Desember. Dan na die buiteland, die Britse koerant The Guardian het vandag aangekondig dat hy nie meer inhoud op die sosiale media platform X gaan deel nie. Volgens The Guardian is dit 'n giftige platform vol ontstellende inhoud. Die koerant het 11 miljoen volgers op Elon Musk se X. Nou in 'n verklaring sê The Guardian en ek al aan, "The benefits of being on X are now outweighed by the negatives." Nou sluit ook af in die buiteland, 'n elektriesien in Rome het op muurskilderye afgekom agter 'n fop plafon wat dateer uit die 17de eeu. Nou dis gevind in Via Franesia in Rome en jy kan sien hoe dit lyk op jackarandfm.com. Klik op nuus. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 5.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes at the This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
1, 2, 3, 4.